In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
To this week's midweek podcast, I'm your host, Brandon Woodall. We're in James chapter 5. Let's get into it. Point 1, warning to the rich. James issues a stern warning to the wealthy, criticizing their oppressive actions and exploitation of the poor. He highlights the temporary nature of their riches and the consequences of hoarding wealth. The cries of the laborers they have defrauded have reached the ears of the Lord. James condemns their luxurious living and indulgence, which ultimately leads to spiritual decay and impending judgment. This serves as a reminder of the ethical responsibilities that come with wealth and the urgency of living justly. Point 2, patience in suffering. In contrast to the earlier warnings, James encourages believers to be patient in their suffering, drawing parallels to a farmer waiting for the harvest. He urges them to stand firm and remain steadfast in faith. As they await the Lord's return, the call to patience emphasizes the importance of endurance and maintaining a hopeful perspective despite trials. James also reminds them not to grumble against one another, as doing so can lead to judgment. He highlights the example of the prophets and Job, who endured suffering with faithfulness and were ultimately blessed. And point 3, the power of prayer. The chapter concludes with a strong emphasis on the power of prayer. James encourages believers to pray in all circumstances, whether in trouble or happy, sick or healthy. He outlines the practice of anointing the sick with oil and praying for healing, affirming that the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Additionally, he stresses the importance of bringing back those who wander from the truth, indicating that restoring a sinner not only saves them, but also covers a multitude of sins. This reinforces the communal aspect of faith, where believers support and uplift one another through prayer and accountability. Overall, James chapter 5 emphasizes justice, patience, and the transformative power of prayer, calling believers to live out their faith with integrity, compassion, and a reliance on God. This has been the book of James. The next book that we're going to be hitting on is the book of Colossians, and I'm excited to hit that. And so thank you for listening to this. Thank you for listening to the Outsiders Podcast. We'll see you next time.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.